Huawei's publication of mass production data validating the Tau scaling law is one of the most technically significant stories of the week, and it's not getting the attention it deserves in mainstream coverage. To understand why it matters, you need a bit of context. For decades, the semiconductor industry operated on what was essentially a reliable prediction. Transistors would get smaller, chips would get faster and more power efficient, and this would happen on a roughly predictable schedule. That dynamic, Moore's Law, has been slowing for years as physical limits make transistor miniaturization increasingly expensive and technically difficult.
Huawei's Tau scaling law proposes an alternative framework. Rather than just shrinking transistors, you improve chip performance by optimizing the entire system architecture, including memory bandwidth, interconnect efficiency, and computational organization. The Kirin 2026 chip represents the first mass production verification of this approach. This is significant because Huawei has been cut off from TSMC's most advanced nodes by US export restrictions. It can't get the most advanced chips from the world's leading foundry. The Tau law is partly a response to that constraint. If you can't compete on process node, compete on architecture. And the mass production data suggests the approach is working at commercial scale.
The Apple CXMT story connects to this semiconductor competition in an interesting way. Bank of America's analysis suggests that Apple's lobbying for access to CXMT, a Chinese DRAM manufacturer that's on the US blacklist, is primarily a negotiating tactic rather than a genuine supply chain pivot. The logic: by credibly threatening to source DRAM from CXMT, Apple gains leverage over Samsung, SK Hynix, and Micron to extract better pricing. This is exactly how large buyers with enough scale use the threat of supplier diversification as a negotiating weapon.
It's a classic monopsony play. Apple as a buyer so large that it can manipulate supplier behavior through the credible threat of switching, even if it never actually switches. And here's where I want to bring in a brief explainer on antitrust law, because the term monopoly gets thrown around in these semiconductor discussions in ways that obscure more than they illuminate. When people say a company monopolizes a market, they often mean it has high market share. But legal monopoly under the Sherman Antitrust Act of 1890 requires more than market share. It requires what courts call monopoly power, the ability to control prices and exclude competition, combined with exclusionary conduct. Market share is relevant evidence, but not sufficient on its own. A company with 70% market share in a highly competitive, fast-moving technology sector might not qualify as a legal monopoly if new entrants can credibly challenge it. Conversely, a company with 40% share in a market with high barriers to entry and demonstrated exclusionary practices might. The reason this matters for semiconductor discussions is that Samsung, SK Hynix, and Micron together supply roughly 95% of the global DRAM market. That concentration is what gives Apple its leverage. They need these suppliers, and it's also what makes antitrust scrutiny of the sector worth watching. Apple threatening to use CXMT is interesting precisely because any new entrant capable of disrupting that concentration would reshape the pricing dynamics the incumbents depend on.
Samsung's Q2 earnings, dropping tomorrow, are expected to show operating profit of approximately 85 trillion won. Analysts estimate that's roughly an 18-fold increase year over year, driven almost entirely by surging memory chip prices. DRAM and NAND prices have spiked because AI infrastructure build-out requires enormous quantities of high-bandwidth memory. Samsung's HBM4, high-bandwidth memory for AI accelerators, is the product every major iChip buyer wants. The question hanging over tomorrow's report is whether Samsung can maintain production discipline or whether the AI jitters Jeffries flagged will dampen forward guidance.
And there's a geopolitical overlay. Samsung's advanced chip production is heavily concentrated in South Korea, a country that sits within China's projected military reach and that hosts 28,500 U.S. troops in a security relationship that has occasionally been subject to renegotiation pressure. The concentration of the world's most critical semiconductor capacity in geopolitically exposed locations is a systemic risk that the Huawei Tau law story underscores. China is actively trying to reduce its dependence on that production base.